When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Dante DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo's three. Ring that.
You realize that he takes the fourth most threes per game in the NBA. So the only three ahead of him are Steph, Luka, and Klay.
You mentioned Klay. I mean, what? Nice job by you setting me right up. You didn't know I was going to go to Klay.
So how do you know I didn't know you were going to go to
Klay? Did you know I was going to go here?
I can see your mouse hovering over
it. Keep your eyes off my mouse. I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
Now you're staring at your mouse?
He's staring right at my mouse.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Austin and Ridgefield. Austin, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hang on a second, Austin!
On 98.7 ESPN.
DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. What is this?
It's already 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Is this Wyatt Earp's,
Yes.
music?
Yes.
This is the Wyatt... Bill Erpus's intro music.
I'll tell you what my house is. It's a wild, wild west, and I got Bill Erpus.
Billy the Kid?
Yes, Dave, this is the theme from Tombstone.
Wild Bill Hickok?
One of the great movies, by the way. Love Tombstone.
Never seen Tombstone.
What?
Now, I'm not a Western kind of a
I'll
guy.
I'll be your Huckleberry. You've never seen Tombstone?
I'm your Huckleberry.
No, I mean, I know the
Val
quote.
Kilmer's unbelievable in that movie.
Val Kilmer should have won an Oscar.
Come on,
you
dude.
You know what it's like in my house? The Wild West. I got Bill Erpus just walking around.
I got Bill Erpus.
I did not say Bill Erpus. I said Bill Erp is. I got Bill Erpus just walking around. When he first said it, he goes, you said Bill Erpus? Can you imagine like a threat back in the day stealing your goal? Oh, God. Guys, look out.
No.
Why? Bill Erpus is right around it.
Sheriff Erpus is
hide your women and children. Why? Crazy Bill Erpus is right around the corner.
He's terrorizing
the whole neighborhood.
I would have thought you would have been a big fan of the old Bill Erpus.
No, I'm not a fan of...
You're the Giants. I used to go to all those Giants-Cowboys games at the old Giants Stadium, and when the fourth quarter come around, they'd play that scene from Tombstone where he's yelling, the Cowboys are finished. I thought you'd be all about that.
Not a fan of Westerns.
Saloon doors open.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, everybody, they duck under, like, the piano that plays itself, right?
It's Wild Bill Erpus.
Oh, no, everybody. He's here. He is in town. It's true. Wild Bill Erpus is here.
Bill Erpus just walking around.
He's giggling. RJ, how is RJ silent in this whole thing? I don't understand how this great
RJ's trying to be professional
gets on the radio and RJ just sits there and he's like, Teflon, you're unbelievable, RJ.
RJ!
You see, he's on the line.
He's not paying any
with
attention.
Bill?
With Wild Bill Erpus, yes.
Bill Erpus is RJ.
You know what it's like in my house? The Wild West.
I mean, we were doing funny bits on radio, RJ, and you're nowhere to be found.
I didn't feel I had anything to add. You guys were doing just fine.
But I like it when you find things funny.
I like when you dabble.
It was funny, but I thought you were rolling right along. I'm not going to just jump into the play just to, you know.
And there he is with the sports analogy.
That's what I do.
Thank you.
It really is his verbal crutchio.
The
sports analogy.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were doing great.
Did you call it a crutchio?
No, I said crutch. I think.
I don't think so.
No, Raymond's going to find it. I'm sure.
I'm sure that.
Find bosom.
Bosom.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
No, I'll find it. I got people.
You got people. Not
oh,
you.
I got people.
It's not you.
But of course, it's not me. I don't know how to do it.
You should learn.
Thank you for that and everything that you do. Let's go to Alex in Old Forge. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, not a long time, but I love you guys. You guys are excellent.
Thank you. Where's Old Forge?
Oh, I'm happy you asked. I was actually thinking you're next. It's like 10 minutes outside of Scranton.
Oh, you're so far out there. Is it near Valley Forge?
No.
All right.
So, like Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
Either way, going back to the Giants point, I've been driving myself crazy with everything that's going on. I just want the draft to be here already, right? But, you know, it's like if we don't trade up for a quarterback to get Drake May, because I think that's the biggest fit for us, you know, why don't we try and get Chicago's 9th pick? Because I feel like they owe us a favor because we made that trade with them a couple of years ago. So they can get Justin Fields. It's like, why don't we go up and get the 9th pick? Because, like, Brian Daboll doesn't have a big window. Like, this is...
Wait, are you saying get the 9th pick in addition to the 6th
of the 6?
Exactly.
Alex, how are you going to get the 9th pick?
You trade future picks.
All of them. Chicago, I mean, out of nowhere, I'm getting the 9th pick?
Well, it's a different dynamic, right? I mean, you know,
yeah, but Alex,
but something you can do.
Ryan Poles does not care that the Giants did them more.
Well, I don't think he was serious about that.
Well, no, I mean, maybe he was.
I don't think the Giants did them a favor,
right? If you're sitting there and you got Caleb Williams, one, they just brought in Keenan Allen, they got DJ Moore, and you have, for whatever reason, Roma Dunze sitting there at 9.
But do you understand what you'd have from nothing to get 9? You'd have to mortgage your entire draft capital moving forward. You can't just poof get 9. You'd have to trade three ones to get that.
What if you said thank you?
I think it's niceties. You know, I guarantee you, Jerry Jones calls up Joe Shane, and they're working out a deal. They finish the deal. They consummate the deal. It's like, you know what? Thank you. Like, I'm sure they have better manners than we do here.
No, thank you.
We've got to pay the fiddler for having those rosters.
Great. Now the diddler's involved.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Rich in Manhattan. Hi, Richard. You're on 98.7.
Speaking of.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Dave, I think I'm close to as insane a Giant fan as you. I actually, in 2010, almost got kicked out of the Four Seasons in Maui on the DeSean Jackson punt return.
Oh, what a play that was.
What a hotel that is, by the way. Oh,
of course you stayed there.
We stayed there on our honeymoon.
Yeah, of course.
On our honeymoon.
Of course. Who paid for that? Nana Bubbles?
Both are.
My parents.
I knew you came from money.
What does that mean?
I knew it.
It was our wedding present.
That wasn't a thermometer. That was a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Silver
one. Right in my anus. Go ahead, Rich.
All I can tell you is when the play ended, some man was standing over me saying, sir, you're going to have to calm down. There are little children around.
And my hand was
bloody. And I have no idea what happened before that because I just completely blacked out.
Were you on your honeymoon or you're on vacation?
No, I'm 70 years old. I'm way past my honeymoon.
You sound great for 70.
Well, you know, trying.
Well, you sound terrific.
Thank you. Always agree with you. I almost always agree with you. I do not agree with your take on the Giants. The Giants, well, first of all, picking the fourth best quarterback makes no sense to me. But secondly, the Giants don't have so many holes. If you picked McCarthy and you put him on that team, people are going to push him to play. He would get destroyed, just like Daniel Jones got destroyed.
Okay, so many things to unwrap here with you. Being serious now. Why would they have to push him to play? And you say they don't have so many holes? They have holes.
No, he meant they have. They have so many holes.
Right. They do. But Rich, you need a quarterback. Do you think that Daniel Jones is the answer at quarterback?
No.
Okay.
And I was the biggest Daniel Jones fan. No.
Okay. So you don't believe you have the quarterback.
But you can get one next year.
But you can't always just kick it. How about if Jones is decent this year and you're an 8-9 win team, right? You go 8-9. How are you going to get the quarterback now?
the fourth best quarterback, you'll get the fourth best quarterback next year.
But maybe you'll get Dak Prescott. Firstly, maybe the Giants look at JJ McCarthy and if Caleb Williams is a Hall of Famer, it's irrelevant. If you look at JJ McCarthy or Drake May and say, these guys are going to be we could do great things with these guys. Why do you care what the other guys turn themselves into?
You're correct. If the Giants believe that JJ McCarthy is going to be great, then do what you got to do. But I'm not so sure that
no one's saying be so desperate to get a quarterback that you're just going to settle for the fourth best quarterback. It would have to be the quarterback that you like. If there's the chance that you can get up to three to get Drake May, because that feels like the one that they like and New England wants to do business, then yeah, and you want to mortgage future picks to get the guy because you know he's the guy. But where they're drafted doesn't necessarily mean how they're going to work out. Or where they're rated going into the draft.
They can't afford to give up another first and a second. I mean, they need players. The Vikings have two great wide receivers, a great tight end, a really good coach, great tackles. You could put McCarthy on that team. He's going to be really good. You put McCarthy on the Giants, he's going to die.
You don't know that. And you don't have to play
him,
Rich.
You also have this draft. You have another year of free agency, and you have another draft before you have to see J.J. McCarthy play. He's not are pushing to have him play doesn't mean you have to play him.
Right. That's right.
If they could pick him at six, which they will not be able to, they're going to have to go over the Vikings. They're going to have to go for the third or fourth.
Okay.
Pick,
so you just told me
they're going to have to trade up.
Right. Do you think so? You told me that the Vikings have two great wide receivers. They have a great tight end, and they have a great head coach. So if such a well-run team with a great head coach thinks that J.J. McCarthy is more than just the fourth best quarterback, why would you have a problem with the Giants drafting J.J. McCarthy?
Because McCarthy could be maybe really good with all those weapons.
Right, but it doesn't matter
with
how good.
With a giant weapon, how is he going to be good?
But you think this is the finished product? Do you think they're going to draft McCarthy and be like, all right, this is going to be our receiving core? No, the plan is Darren Waller is going to be gone after next year. You're going to have a lot of money to spend this offseason. Do you think the Giants aren't going to stand pat? There's a plan in place.
You can't build a team through free agency. You have to do
it.
You have two drafts.
For the Giants to get there, they're going to have to give up a first-round pick.
Yes, correct.
Thanks for the call, Rich. You have two more drafts. You have this draft and next year's draft and free agency.
Right.
And you're not going to be. No one's going to nest forcing you to play J.J. McCarthy, whoever you draft.
No,
you have Daniel Jones.
Slowly bring it along.
You just brought in Drew Locke. There's no need to play him.
Brian Burns is a difference-making defensive player. He is. You've added that, right? You think you shored up the offensive line a little bit. You are slowly building a team that when they took over, the problem was they got not so good. They got good quickly. And it masked all the problems. This was a very deficient.
They overachieved. I wouldn't say they got good quickly.
They overachieved. But they were better than what they actually were. Right. They were better than a sum of their parts. And when you take a step back and you look at the next season, the Giants were probably closer to what this past season was than the season prior. Everything fell into place. I mean, Randy Bullock, he misses that field goal week one. He makes that field goal. Maybe things don't go out the same way. It was a great year, but it might have stunted your growth moving forward.
No, not might have. It did.
Okay.
Right. The best thing that would have happened for the Jets in that year one was what happened last year.
The Giants.
To the Giants, yeah. Right. Excuse me. Because now all of a sudden there's no real push to bring Daniel Jones
back.
Right.
So you move on from Daniel Jones. You replace him. But that's not what happened. So now you have to adjust on the fly. And that's where we are right now. Let's go to Lang in Connecticut. Hi, Lang.
Yeah, hi. First time, long time. I love the show. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks.
Sorry, just stepped out of an elevator. Thank you. So I have an analytical question
Thank you.
For you, too. And I know your crystal ball is probably no better than the next guy's, but when you look at the Celtics and what they've achieved this year, they've attempted the six most threes in a regular season in NBA history, and they're shooting it 42.5 threes a game at 39%. Which is the highest percentage, even better than the Warriors team back in their heyday. So my question to you, and I think this has, this is speculative, but I think it has Jeff Van Gundy, who's their strategic advisor, fingerprints all over it. Will they be able to withstand this enormous shooting? You think of the adage, you live and die with the three ball. in the playoffs when things become a little bit slower. It's more half court. The Knicks, if they face them, they have a staunchy defense.
So you're trying, because I can hear it, and I as a fan, I get it. You're trying to diminish what the Celtics have done and maximize what the Knicks have done. I think if they go into that series, the Knicks would be a prohibitive underdog against Boston. I also think there's a pretty good chance. I'd love to see it because that's your Eastern Conference final. So that's that in its own right is a huge win.
Right, of course. But, I mean, it's again, I mean, you're talking about a team that's clearly separated themselves from everyone else in the East.
Listen, they could lose to Denver regular season. Boston's running away with everything.
Right. I mean, is there something to be said about living and dying by the three? I mean, if that's how you're going to try to make your way through the postseason, it can be tough if all of a sudden you're not making those threes. But you have two, I mean, they got two really good players with Tatum and Brown. The addition of KP, Drew Holiday, Horford, I mean, that's a good team. They lack some depth? Yeah, they lack some depth. Do you fully trust their coach? Maybe not. Could the pressure be too much for them? I could see that.
A lot of pressure
on
them.
But if you told me right now, with no Julius Randle, the Celtics play their best game and you play your best game.
Celtics are a better team. Now, they don't have a great bench, and that's something you got to keep an eye on. But as far as starting five, that's a daunting task.
You're talking about, you got KP White, you got Tatum, you got Brown, Holiday, Horford.
Ugh, I can't believe I potentially have to face KP in a big spot like that.
It would be nice to win, though.
RJ?
Yes, Dave.
That might have been the quickest answer you've ever given me.
I'm trying to keep up with you.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
Thank you. Are you ready?
You are welcome. Yes, I am.
Because you know what?
It's a
been
great
happening?
Movie, by the way. Have you seen Moana?
I don't think so.
Well, never seen Moana.
No. He's looking at me like I have a second head. I don't think I have.
I've been standing at the edge of the water. You got to watch it.
Okay.
Well, you don't have young kids.
No.
I think you'd like it.
Moana,
I think you'd like it.
I have trouble watching children's movie without children being there present.
Alex would like it. You know, I hope he doesn't like it.
No, he does. I think he does like
it. I hope he doesn't like it.
Why?
Because.
So now you hate Alex?
No, I
should have
him.
Told you.
No, I don't hate him. But what he did to us, nasty.
I agree. So, RJ, I've been getting in trouble lately for your lack of attention to the clock. It happened again today. John walks in. He's like, you're breaking late. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you make sure you get out on time from this?
I'll do my best, Dave.
All right, Raymond.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
It's going to be very timely.
Thank you.
Very timely. So you mentioned the Knicks. They beat up on the Bulls 128-117. Jalen Brunson scores 45. After the game, Billy Donovan said he's committed to coaching the Bulls and has not been contacted by Kentucky. Still think he'd be a nice fit there.
I'd leave in a second.
Yeah, it seems like that's not going to work out so well.
It wasn't even after the game. Billy Donovan spoke for 12 minutes before the game. 10 minutes of the game he spent answering questions about Kentucky. Vultures.
What would you, if they offered you the same money? Coach Kentucky or coach the Bulls?
At this point, Kentucky. The Chicago thing's not working out.
But why? I don't understand vultures. That's the question everyone wants answered.
So 10 minutes worth of
10 minutes a lot.
Minutes a lot. So you don't have an issue that it was asked. You have an issue with the extent it was asked to.
Prior to the game, yes.
Okay. All right.
Mentioned this earlier. Giannis avoids a serious injury on that Achilles. He left non-contact injury yesterday. Achilles fully intact, and his return will depend on how quickly that calf strain heals. That's the injury according to Woj.
Calves don't usually heal quickly.
So it might be a minute. Reminder, regular season ends this weekend. Bucks and Celtics. Last night, Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. And Milwaukee has a one-game lead on the Knicks with that two seed in the East. Knicks currently the three. Celtics and Bucks, by the way, combined for a record all-time low. Two combined free throws. The Celtics also became the first team.
Two combined free throws?
Yeah, Celtics first team in NBA history not to shoot a free throw in a game.
So they had zero desire to play that game. Let's get in and let's get out.
Makes you think. Knicks and Celtics got a game coming up.
Please. Please, you know, Tatum's going to take a night and Jaylen Brown, please.
Well, you asked, I think, what was it, maybe a week or 10 days ago, Dave, how important would that 65-win threshold be to Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not that important.
Yeah, clearly.
They have 62, if you were wondering. Warriors beat the Lakers last night, 134-120. Going to be very odd to have two huge brands caught up in the play-in tournament, which is where we're headed. Lakers are the 9, Warriors are the 10.
Yeah, but it's not even just the play-in tournament.
It'd be like do or die.
Right. That's say one team's gone.
Lakers are the 9. I mean, Lakers could get to the 8. Right now, they're the 9 if they catch the Kings.
But look at the 7 through 10.
Yeah.
Phoenix, Suns, Kings are good. Lakers are good. And I mean, those are all really good basketball teams.
Yep. Certainly is. Out west, the top team right now tied with the Nuggets is the Minnesota Timberwolves, who had Anthony Edwards drop a career-high 51 last night. Oof. They beat the Wizards. Minnesota has at least clinched a top 3 seed. They're tied for the top seed right now. Good news on the Carl Anthony Towns front. Cleared for contact after surgery to repair that torn meniscus in his knee. Baseball, Yankees beat the Marlins 3-2. Carlos Rodon pitched into the 7th. Gives up 2 unearned runs. Not all his fault. Yankees win their 4th straight. They are the first major league team to 10 wins. Through 3 starts, by the way, Rodon, 1.7 ERA.
He's doing well.
Injury update for the Yanks. Aaron Boone said Gerrit Cole is recovering well after his first throwing session on Monday, and DJ LeMahieu is fielding grounders. Mets got down early to the Braves 6-0, storm back, but come up one run short. They lose 6-5. Pete Alonso hit a 3-run home run. GD Martinez gets an injection to address lower back tightness. Sounds like it's going to be at least a week before
Great.
He starts swinging a bat again.
So. Yeah, this has worked out well.
Perfect news.
Well, he did say that he got the same shot last year with the Dodgers, and the shot cured all.
Yeah, but when? When did he get that shot?
That was before the season.
Right.
The season has started.
Right, correct.
That's unfortunate.
What are we looking at? A cortisone shot or an epidural or what?
Yeah.
Cortisone?
So, you won't see him for quite some time.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was
thinking
there.
It was probably...
Let me check his medical records.
Back in that area, though, usually...
Epidural, no?
Usually, no.
Yeah.
Yep. You know who's not on the Mets anymore?
Kaz Matsui.
Him or Juliette.
Juliette, yeah, that was
done.
Quick, huh?
Julio Teheran DFA'd one day after he gave up 4 runs in 2 2/3.
Juliette.
He's gone. Also, Michael Thomas.
Oh, no, it's Bill Erpis. Don't worry. Here's Juliette.
There will be a duel.
Yes.
I got Bill Erpis just walking around. Between Juliette and William Erpis.
I think I'd take Juliette. One name, that's kind of scary. It's like McLaughlin.
If you knew a guy that went by Juliet, you're not messing around with him.
It's like Juliet. It's like
just one name, too.
One name.
Yeah. It's like McLaughlin. People with only one syllable.
Juliet.
What are you, an Irish pop star? That's one of the, that's one of the great scenes ever.
Mets also traded Michael Thompson to the Twins.
Love that
I would
movie.
Hope so.
Yeah.
For cash. Getting traded for cash, I imagine, not a great feeling.
I can't feel good.
No. They probably don't even know how much yet. We owe you. We'll figure it out. O's are calling up top prospect in all of baseball, Jackson Holliday.
I'm very excited by this.
Yeah, he's been taking up a spot on my fantasy baseball
Me
roster
too.
For some time now. Yep. Framber Valdez, not good news on him. He heads to the IL, elbow soreness. Trevor Story of the Red Sox, his season is over.
And he barely played last season, too.
Yep, needs shoulder surgery. That contract, not aging well. Hockey, we all get free breakfast because the Isles scored 3 times in a span of 10 minutes and didn't look back. 5th win in a row. So given that the Caps beat the Wings, the Isles, they keep pace for that 3rd spot in the Metro. Rangers, they maintain a 3-point lead atop the East after Boston lost to Carolina, who's now also 3 points back of the Rangers. All 3 of them have 3 games left. So Rangers.
So the Rangers go 2-1. That's it.
That's it.
Listen.
Right.
I mean, no. No reason for you to win last night.
Yeah.
Let me have my fun.
I don't like losing to the
Islanders.
Let
me have my fun. Pay for some breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
Mika's fine. Lindgren's fine. Kreider scored.
2-1 guarantees the top overall spot in the Eastern Conference, though, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Austin Matthews scored his 66th goal of the season. Leafs 5-2 win over the Devils. Jack Hughes, by the way, needs shoulder surgery. He's done for the last few games of the year. Ovi. First player with 30-plus goals in 18 seasons last night.
And he got off to an awful start.
How far away from Gretzky is he? Does anybody
40-some-odd goals.
So he could get there.
I'll check for you. Connor McDavid, by the way, day-to-day lower body injury. Jags and Josh Allen, pass rusher Josh Allen. 5 years, $150 million. He's 26. Both Josh Allens working out for their respective teams.
You guys could have had Josh Allen.
We could have.
Yep.
We sure could have. We could have had both.
You really could have.
Yeah.
Tara Vanderveer, college basketball's winningest coach ever, has retired. Over 1,200 victories over 45 years, 3 national championships. Caitlin Clark, 2nd straight John Wooden Award. Indiana State Center, Robbie Avila. Larry Nerd, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, as some called him, has entered the transfer portal. And the U.S. Women's National Team beats Canada in the She Believes Cup. And that is the bleep you.
You see what he does? Timely. So timely. You know what I say to that, RJ?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a job by RJ.
And no death.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let this play out a little bit. I like
it's nice, right?
It's nice, yeah. You know what I've been watching lately?
What?
American Idol.
I've been into it, too.
Are you? Yeah. I didn't know you've been watching it.
Well, because Cass and my daughter are into it.
Okay.
So now, like, there's that sweet spot where K ends, and now we're waiting for sports to kick off.
Right.
And that's when she kind of...
So you guys will pop on the DVR and away you go.
She shoehorns that thing right in, yeah.
And you can really get through that show quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice.
It's good.
But like we've said for years...
I didn't realize they had the platinum ticket now.
Yeah. So you can bypass the first round. We're down to 24 already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Some good. I mean, it's amazing. It's like how many people are that freaking talented?
Yeah. There are. There's a lot. But I would be an awful judge, or maybe, no, I think they're good. I think I'd be awful, because I'll hear someone sing and be like, that's not the best. And they're like, maybe the best performance we've ever heard in our lives. Or the opposite, like, boy, this guy's great. They're like, yeah, Steve, well, you couldn't hit any notes there.
Right, but you're also talking about Luke Bryan.
Right.
I mean, Katy Perry.
And Lionel Richie.
No, it's Lionel.
What do you mean Lionel?
It's Lionel. It's not Lionel, it's Lionel.
Lionel?
Lionel Richie.
So I pronounce it.
And I said Lionel.
Lionel. It's Lionel.
Lionel.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But they have the ear. They know.
They're much better at it.
They know what they're listening for.
But I always find it funny when I'm like, this guy, out of the park, unbelievable. See, they're like, no.
Here's what happened with me, because it happens every time, is I'm actually pretty good at deciding whether or not they're halfway decent.
Okay.
Problem is, I see the story. Person standing
totally
there.
Totally swayed.
Here are the family.
And everybody that's in like the top 24, it's like, so my dad... died everyone. When I was 11.
Because well, they do it on bets.
And then my mom got cancer, and it's like, oh no, vote for Juan. You know, I'm like, come on.
Was that girl that had the? But she got pregnant at 17, and she has the baby,
or the adopted one.
Oh,
like you think they go at like if you can sing and you're adopted, please try out for American Idol.
No,
you're looking for your birth parents, please, we will find a spot for you on American Idol. That's what it is.
If you'd had anyone involved in the last portion of Stuff You Missed. Give us a call because someone's died.
That's right. If you have a member of your family, preferably a parent, that has died and helped raise you, please call us and you can sing. We have a spot for you on American Idol.
I'd be giving out tickets left and right.
Yeah. You get, but like, it's a final 24. Not anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think, Rick? It's a yes.
You have 52 people going. We're opening it up a little bit. 1-800-919-3776. Last night, for me, was painful. For you, I know it was enjoyable. For Raymond, it was painful as well because I don't care. I'm a Rangers fan. I hate the Islanders. I know we didn't need the game desperately. You did. To lose to that team at any point is upsetting to me. When you need it, I don't want you guys to be buoyed by beating the Rangers, so I don't like sitting here having the Islanders beating the Rangers last night.
Well, I understand that. That's what makes it special, though. That's why, you know, I don't know if you're a Rangers fan. As exciting as it sounds, hey, could you imagine playing the Islanders in the first round of the playoffs? I don't think that would be great.
I
think the Rangers are better. I just think something happens in these situations where it doesn't necessarily, haven't been a part of the rivalry, it doesn't always matter which team is better.
Right. I do really believe, in watching the game closely last night, that the Rangers are the better team.
They're better. I mean, they're faster. They're a better team.
They have more Islanders goal
penalty,
scorers.
Islanders penalty kill's not good. They're a better team. It's just, you know each other so well. There's the all the emotion and everything else that goes into it. Both have good goalies. I mean, Varlamov's played better than...
So is he the guy now, Varlamov?
Sorokin. No, it's still Sorokin, but...
I mean, that's a big game. I was surprised that Varlamov
it's the reason
was
why
in
you,
that.
But it's the reason why you justify paying Varlamov to be here. Right? I mean, they have a great... I guess they get along great, but, I mean, there are teams looking for goalies that I'm sure could use a Varlamov and lose. Like, no, we have two really good goalies
right.
that we trust.
So Islanders are going to get in.
Yeah, I think so.
And it looks like they're probably going to get in as the third seed in the division, which would mean Carolina for you guys.
And then you hope like hell we knock them off.
Yeah, well, we got to take care of our own business, right? We're going to have Pittsburgh or Detroit or Washington, depending who's going to be that eight spot. So, but I'll tell you this, though, and I can't believe that they missed it. That is such a flagrant
awful
penalty at the end of the
awful
game. Right in front of the official.
I'm not even joking, dude. Nothing would drive me crazier during the course of a game, either playing or coaching, when the referee is standing right next to it, looking at it, and still for some reason doesn't make a call.
You mentioned it earlier. I thought someone should get over and stop Trocheck because I thought he was on the verge of literally putting his hands on the official.
Well, at one point his visor was.
Have you ever seen a hockey player that angry? He was incensed.
I've seen hockey players that angry, but that's not Trocheck. I haven't seen that angry.
He almost hurt himself.
Well, what do you think? He's not. He knows what the hell's at stake, too. He's like, we're playing in a game. This team is clearly more desperate. Now, we're better, but they're more desperate because they need us. We don't. And it's the end of the game. We're trying. I mean, and you're going to hit me from behind? So now what? God forbid I don't protect. Like, I don't put my hands up.
Right.
I get hurt. Now I miss the playoffs.
Right.
Because you're an idiot.
Now we're just. Listen, there's nothing you could do anyway. Right? Like, if you're the official, all you can do is call a penalty. You can't. If he's hurt, he's hurt. But I mean, God, to sit there and watch that right in front of you. It's like, what are you looking at?
Right. And the other thing, too, is as a hockey player, like, dude, they've got to the point where our USA jerseys would have stop signs on the back of them, so people, like, you can't, if you see the stop sign, do not hit anyone,
because
you could kill someone. Respect. Like, have some more respect. I understand we're all fighting to try to win this game,
but it was completely unnecessary.
That's stupidity.
Go in there, go from the side, you don't have to crush him, board him like that. That's a double minor.
No, but it's one thing if it's like, if it's me and you,
and your hands are
he's up.
And you're like, say this is the boards.
Right.
Now, I hit you like that. You brace yourself. You're that far as Trocheck was with his head up.
Right. Now you have all this room to go.
Now he's down on his knees.
Right.
That's real dangerous.
It was immensely dirty. It was a dirty play. See, I actually, and maybe I'm wrong because Laviolette's freaking out about it, I didn't think the Zibanejad hit was, I thought it was unintentional. I really did. I thought kind of Zibanejad was trying to get off the ice and he skated into him. I didn't think it was
bad. Lavi feels like it was.
Well, obviously.
Unintentionally intentional.
Could have gotten out of the way.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see an angle. Now they have more angles to the play than we do. Where if Pelech takes a peek and has an idea that he sees, you know, Mika's coming this way and he's not paying attention and I can just stay here in my ice and clip him,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, that would be I mean, that would be dirty.
And that's not what you saw.
I didn't know, because I didn't see his eyes move to like, okay, here he's coming, so I'm going to stop here knowing that he's going to run into me. And then I also didn't see him. Lavi says it was his elbow and his shoulder. His face, if you watch the play, and I've watched it a bunch of times, it hits directly on Pelic's shoulder. Now, it looks weird because his arm's kind of out like this, like almost like a chicken wing, but he doesn't move his elbow. I'm just happy that Mika's not really hurt, but yeah, that's a...
It looked terrifying.
That's a scary play when you go, I mean, head first into someone's shoulder like that.
So let's hear the two coaches. We heard Laviolette early. I didn't hear Wah. I'm sure Laviolette's... Well, I know that he's going to say dirty, and I imagine Wah's going to be like, no, it wasn't. But here's the coaches. First, Peter Laviolette.
He came back at the end from that vicious hit. Yeah, he came back. That vicious shoulder elbow to the head. Watch it.
Do you think it was intentional that it wasn't a collision?
I do.
So he thinks fully intentional. Patrick Wah?
I don't know why we're talking about this, quite honestly.
Well, I'm just
a little surprised because it was clear in my mind that it was accidental. So, I mean, we could talk about it for an hour if you want to, but I think we're wasting our time. It was accidental. That's it. That's all.
All right. So, I mean, you knew that was going to be the case.
Well, I think it also depends on the player, though. I mean, there are some players that are really good at making things look accidental that are clearly intentional.
Right.
I don't think that Pelic's that kind of player.
I'm just telling you something right now. Get ready for Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for Saturday, because it's not going to be Rangers don't really need the game, Islanders do. It's going to be what you did to our guys on Tuesday night. We will get retribution Saturday at the Garden.
Yeah, but let's not be stupid about it.
You say it.
I know.
Yeah, the best retribution, Dave, is to win the game.
I understand, and I'm sure that Rempe is going to be active in that game on Saturday.
Raymond, not always. Sometimes it feels good to assert yourselves physically a little bit.
Okay, if it damages the Isles in any other way, you don't think that feels good too?
No, that would be better. Like, I mean, if you have a chance, you win this game, the Islanders don't make the playoffs or something like that. You know, of course, you want to win the game. I mean, that's a coach will. Any coach will always tell you, like, hey, relax, take the number. Best way to punish this team for taking dumb penalties or cheap penalties is scoring the power play.
Absolutely,
that's the best way to do it. But there are times that you need to kind of physically establish with the other team, hey, what you just did was not acceptable.
And I guess the part of that bothers is that it a 6-on-4 situation, the Rangers would have scored.
Well, yeah, but it would have been 20 seconds, I think.
They would have scored.
I don't know. That's quite a declaration, though.
They would have had a good opportunity.
I mean, a chance, sure. I can't sit here and tell you in 20. If you told me 2 minutes, I believe they would have scored.
I don't know.
20 seconds?
If you told me 20 seconds, they win the faceoff, and I got Panarin walking the blue line.
No, listen, I agree.
With Kreider standing there ready to deflect.
It was a grotesque oversight. But if you're a Rangers fan, you're like, oh, Saturday Islander is not that. Now you're dialed in. That is, and that game will be right here on 98.7 ESPN. Saturday
afternoon. That's an ABC game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Right after Grasse.
I can't wait for the NHL playoffs, man. There's nothing better.
Ray, when do they start? Next Friday?
Saturday, I think.
So actually. next week, Saturday the 20th.
What day is the 20th? Yep, the 20th.
Nothing better.
I couldn't agree
there
more.
There is nothing better.
Because the season itself technically ends on the 18th. Don't ask me why. The Rangers' last game is the 15th.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business.
And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Great news.
Okay.
I thought we were not having a show meeting at 10 o'clock this morning. Turns out, in fact, we are.
Great news.
I mean, this is as good as it gets. I got to change my meter situation.
You were so excited, too.
Well, I thought we were going to get out because I was led astray. I was told the other day we will not be having a show meeting 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Now I'm told, in fact, we will.
Not just the other day, yesterday.
Right.
Right. Told yesterday, no meeting.
Monday, I think, yes.
No, I even think yesterday because we asked RJ and Ray. They said they had the producer's meeting.
Right. So now their producer's meeting is going to get pushed back to 10:30, and we're going to have our meeting at 10 o'clock. But there is some good news there. That means that our meeting cannot stray past 10:30.
So we think. We also had a handshake agreement that no one would say anything last meeting, and that one was the longest.
I think at this point he's going to kick you out, though.
When yeah, 10:30. Because he's got other people.
He can't help himself.
He's got to deal with his minions at that point.
Unless you guys want to be part of the producer meeting. I mean, that could happen.
Did you just call us all minions?
No,
yeah,
no.
He kind of
That's what John sees you as. I see you guys as the cog that makes the station work.
Mm-hmm. I think you just called us minions.
No, thank you.
I'm not saying you're welcome.
He's going to say real nasty stuff and then say thank you afterwards.
That's right. I think that's it. I found a loophole in the system.
Right.
Now, if you just end everything with a thank you, it makes them think about what's exactly happening. What does he mean by that?
Sir, you forgot the tip. Thank you.
Yes. You didn't sign this DNA. Thank you. What's happening?
My phone just said no problem. I didn't even touch anything.
Yeah, see? They're always listening.
They are.
They're always listening. All right, it's the melange time. We got people lined up. Let's go down the line here. We start out with Kevin in Stony Brook. Hi, Kevin. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a question about, you know, this anti-Jones thing all the time. Most Giant fans want him out.
Right.
Not this Giant fan. Why can't he have a season like he did 2 years ago?
Here's the thing.
Well, because I don't think that season's going to be good enough
for
what you're paying him.
He threw for 15 touchdowns. Was he great?
Bat, everyone's assuming he's going to have a bad. I got faith in Shane Daboll, that coaching staff. If they pick a quarterback, they pick a quarterback. I don't want him starting. And, you know, if Jones, you know, first 5 or 6 games, you know, blow it and they want to throw him in, fine. But we're not going to have a season like we did that Houston did. But we'll end up, we get a quarterback, we'll freaking end up like Carolina.
No, you're not going to end up like Carolina. You're way more talented than Carolina.
And you're also better run than Carolina.
Oh, come on. Carolina stunk. Carolina could barely move the football. They were a disaster. No, I think if you take whoever the young quarterback is, Jones starts. I mean, when the Giants did that with Kurt Warner and Eli Manning, I think they were 5-4 and made the switch. So if you draft the young quarterback, it's not about going to the postseason. It's about building towards the future. And they're not a team bereft of talent. I mean, they need pieces.
No, but you're
not
also not.
Talent.
But you're also not forfeiting your season, though, because this isn't one of those. Hey, we know the kid's going to make a bunch of mistakes, but we want him to learn on the job, and we'll sacrifice. You know, we'll sacrifice wins this season to make sure that by year two he has the experience. Now hits the ground running in year two, and he's better off for it. You don't have to do that. That's what makes it such a good situation. You're already paying Daniel Jones. You got Drew Lock.
You can be done with Daniel Jones.
And how his contract lines up, which is what Joe Shane did, which I feel like was part of the whole, like, you know, give and take between him and ownership, who I'm sure said, you can't.
We can't win a playoff game.
Yeah, we can't move on
from Daniel
Jones.
To the curb.
No.
Right. So now you know, you have 2 years, and then you will have him play whatever you want this season, slowly hand it over, and then heading into next year, not this coming year, the following year, you'll have your quarterback in place ready to go.
Well, that's why those 9 games are so important. When he came back from the neck injury, and there was 9 games left.
You thought, this will be like a trial run. We'll see what he's able to do.
Don't give him the chance.
Well, he did, because he got hurt. Again. Jeremy in Queens. Hi, Jeremy.
How you doing, sir? I was wondering, what if the Giants draft Ron Onduye with the 6th pick? trade back up in the first round and take Michael Penix. I think he could be the poor man Lamar Jackson of this draft.
He's not like that.
He doesn't move like Lamar Jackson.
No, he's not a tuck it and run kind of guy like that at all. But, I mean, could they take a receiver at six and then move back into the first round and take Penix? I think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if Penix... I don't know if Penix lasts till the back end of the first round.
Well, wherever you have to take him, could you move back up? Could you?
If well, you're going to get up to 12? You can get back up to 12?
I don't think you can get to 12.
Or 13?
You think he's going to go that high? So you think five quarterbacks go in the top 12?
If Minnesota trades up, so you're going to have quarterbacks, and forget who the team is.
Right.
Minnesota feels like the team that wants to do it the most. But if four quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4, and you still have two teams sitting there that need a quarterback, I don't... Do they pass and just hope that they're around in the second round?
No, no. Well, you got to play the game. Minnesota wants to get up to four.
Minnesota wants
3-4.
To get up.
We know that.
But those three teams are 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah. No, it's going to...
So you're sitting at 12.
It's a big chess game.
If we pass in the quarterback, do they take him at 13? Now we don't get him?
Good.
Good. We have your hand forced.
So you could... Do you think... You don't think you get six first-round quarterbacks,
if you watch,
do you?
Listen, if you watch Michael Penix throw the football and you watch the kind of season he had, and
he
did not play well in the national championship,
pure passer
if he didn't
in the
have
draft.
Multiple knee injuries and everything else,
right?
I mean, what are the red flags other than he's been in college for a while?
But how why is that such a red flag? Because he's a little older?
Just something about that for me. Like, if I was in college for 6 years, like, I feel like in year six, I'd be pretty dominant.
He was.
No, I know, but it's...
You're saying it's because he was in college for so long?
I think
long?
It helps.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt, but he's also probably a more mature version than you were coming out.
Well, now, yeah, of
right?
course. He's more,
yeah.
I mean, he's more like
right.
well-equipped to deal with it.
Right. Corey in Greenwich. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave.
What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Corey.
The Mike Tannenbaum takes are a little crazy at sometimes, but do you think his take on the Arizona Cardinals trading Kyler Murray is the craziest take, or do you think Arizona thinks that maybe they might like one of these four quarterbacks?
It sounds like they're sticking with Kyler
Murray.
Thank
you, guys.
Yep, thanks. Sounds like they love Marvin Harrison. That's the guy that they want.
That's the one they've been for most mocks.
I got to tell you, so you saw the trade in Mel's mock,
mm-hmm.
that Minnesota goes up to four, gives a, is it 11 they have?
11, yeah.
11, 23.
And a first round.
And next year's one?
Mm-hmm.
You're Arizona. That's a hell of a lot of compensation.
Right. It depends on how much you love Marvin Harrison, though. I mean, what's the drop-off? Because you're not getting... I mean, you go to 11, you're not going to get Neighbors or Dunze either.
Correct.
So, is there someone else that you like?
Bowers. You get Bowers, you get an offensive lineman, then you get next year's one from Minnesota. What do you assume with the rookie quarterback?
Well,
they're
still, still looking for a number one wide receiver, though.
I get it.
Marquise Brown's gone. He's in Kansas City now.
Right.
I still can't believe Rashee Rice would do something that stupid.
Oh, God, come on. You
like,
can't.
What are you doing?
You can't, really.
Well, no, I mean, it shouldn't surprise me just because during the offseason, guys make bad decisions, but I get
you're amazed that someone could be that dumb, but you're not surprised by it.
I've done some stupid things, but you gotta. I mean, have an idea what the hell we're doing here. Like, have better. Like, there's no way you want to be putting yourself around people that are like, hey, you know what's a good idea? Let's go race on the highway.
Yeah.
After you just want to, you just want to,
and then just slink away from the car. And
what should we do? Where's the license registered? No, let's go.
Come on. Thank you, Enzo Bayside. Hi, Enzo.
Guys, I just don't understand the necessity for everybody saying we have to take a quarterback in the first round. The percentages show that if you first-round quarterbacks, they fail more than they succeed. I think that as a big-time Giant fan, and Dave, I know you're probably the biggest.
Yep.
Why don't we take a number one wide receiver? We grab one of these studs. There's three of them. I think one of them will fall to us where we are.
Well, 100% one of them is going to fall where you are. But so let me ask you this, though, Enzo. Don't take – because – many quarterbacks fail in round one. Don't ever take a quarterback in round one?
No. What I'm saying is, let's give Daniel Jones a big-time guy on the that's lining up the wide receiver. I think no matter if we take a first-round quarterback or we don't, we're still probably – well, I can't believe I'm going to say this. We're probably the worst team in that division.
No, Washington is going to be a worse team. But no one has the expectations the Giants are going to be great
21
this
of the 32
season.
Starting quarterback. 21 of the 32 starting quarterbacks were
first round picks
last season.
You typically succeed.
14 were top 10 picks. 13 were top 7 picks, and 10 were top 5 picks.
And then Brock Purdy, who was the last pick of the draft. Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars.
Oh, thank you for breakfast, Dave.
Thank you for thanking
Number
me.
3.
I appreciate your trying out for the Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
I think you'd actually do better than you think you wouldn't. You wouldn't tap the
ball. I played pickleball for 2 hours on Sunday, and I'm having trouble getting around today.
I appreciate you.
Drummond, and who was the other
Torrey Craig.
Torrey and Craig.
I only play that because I want to.
I've made a conscious effort not to.
I've made a conscious effort. Oh. Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
There it is. Okay. All right. Yes. Bosom.
Number 2.
Keep your eyes off my mouse.
Hey, what are you staring at?
I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
That he's staring at your mouse?
He's staring right at my mouse.
Every day it's another complaint around here.
Number 1.
You know what it's like in my house? The Wild West. I got Bill Arpis just walking around.
You got to see the movie Tombstone, Dave. I thought for sure you were mentioning Wyatt Earp. I mean,
you tell him I'm coming and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me.
I honestly think you would enjoy that movie. For no other reason than the villains are called the Cowboys. Come on, go with it.
I hate the Cowboys.
And so does Wyatt Earp.
I got Bill Arpis just walking around. Bill Arpis. So Ray, you left me a little shy here. So now I have to.
No, there was a reason for this. I wanted to thank you once again,
uh-huh.
And also say.
You're welcome.
Well, I accept your thank you. I accept your thank you.
Thank
it's
you.
It's rule. RJ, want to say anything?
Not a thing.
Okay, Rule 76.
No excuse to play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Thank you, Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
I got Bill Arpis just walking around.
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.